It's earlier where our next guest is. He's in Los Angeles. Auto expert Mike Caudill joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Tell me about it. It is 2 days of being up at midnight California time to bring the news to you guys on the East Coast.
Well, you're the lucky one, though, that gets to see all of these new cars and what's exciting at the LA Auto Show. What is the buzz going to be about this year?
Yeah, guys. Well, there's more than 50 vehicles being debuted, so there's really two themes this year here in Los Angeles. One, we had an election a week ago. What does a president-elect Trump mean to the auto industry? How will he impact it? And the second is 50 vehicles being debuted. So I think the first part, just to get that news punch right out of the mix, you know, Trump talked about a 35% tariff on Ford Motor Company and importing vehicles in from Mexico. Reality is, and Mark Fields, president and CEO of Ford Motor Company, spoke about it this week, an import tax is going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one because all of the automakers are global in nature. They import and export vehicles around the world. More of a political jargony comment as opposed to realistically doing it to automakers. So we don't think that tariff will go through, but some light at the end of the tunnel with a Trump presidency. Hopefully he reduces taxes. That means more money in the pocketbooks of consumers. That means more spending on vehicles. And, of course, we're hearing that he might reduce the level of EPA regulation currently on automakers, which, you know, always results in billions of dollars going into that kind of effort. So on the new vehicle front, guys, I've got some great products to tell you about, and I'll roll through a few of them. First off, let's keep it right here in the heartland, the all-new Chevy ZR2. It's an off-road package. They're saying this thing's going to take on the Ford Raptor. It comes with locking differentials. It has all this clearance. It's got a big V6 under the hood for, you know, incredible off-road capabilities like rock crawling and trail running. Alpha, and last year I brought this to you guys, Alpha launched its Julia here at the show. It's a 500-horsepower sedan. This year they said, we're going to create a big brother for it, 500-horsepower. It's their first SUV into the marketplace. It's called the Stelvio. You guys are getting this before anybody else because it actually hasn't been introduced yet. This is a world debut later today. It's the 2017 Jeep Compass. I was able to twist their arms a little bit over there in the Jeep booth and say, let me run with this tomorrow. The Trailhawk edition comes equipped with 8 inches of clearance. And why is that important? Because this thing is a bad-to-the-bone off-road vehicle for an entry-level off-road standpoint. Land Rover launching two different vehicles, the new Discovery, which is a 7-passenger, 3-row, you know, kind of big box SUV. It's beautiful, stunning, starting about $73,000. And then, of course, they are launching their Range Rover. And you guys will dig this. Longest automotive name, I think, in existence. 2017 Land Rover, Range Rover, SVR, Autobiography, Dynamic. This thing is also bad to the bone. 5-liter supercharged V8, 550 horsepower. If I had $170,000, I would probably spend it on this vehicle. Mazda launching the all-new CX-5. Check this cool tech out. 27 sensors that actually help the driver predict potential hazards before you notice them. So it takes the temperature off the windshield, senses ice on the road. It'll automatically move to a four-wheel drive mode that, you know, helps keep that vehicle stable on the road. Ford launching its EcoSport here in Los Angeles. It's their smallest utility vehicle to date. Big 8-inch touchscreen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. I can go on, man. Nissan, this is great for kids. The Nissan Star Wars Rogue One Limited Edition, 5,400 available to have Star Wars badging on the interior and exterior. If you buy the car, they give you a Stormtrooper helmet, a real helmet. Yeah, man. I mean, it's such a great thing for Kenny. You want to talk about creating your next generation of automotive enthusiasts. That's one way to do it, is by just integrating in some form of theme like Star Wars. Hyundai showcasing their IONIQ autonomous vehicle. So, you know, taking your hands off the steering wheel and letting that car go. They're currently testing it under real-world conditions in Las Vegas. And Hyundai also talking about and showcasing their new relationship with Amazon Echo. For your listeners, Amazon Echo is that speaker tube that you put in your kitchen or somewhere in your house, and Alexa, turn on Lenny Kravitz, and Lenny Kravitz starts playing. Well, now you have the ability to turn your car on and off from the house. You also have the ability to control the temperature and other features. Alexa, please set the temperature in my car to 85 degrees. Alexa, please start my car. Really cool feature. That way, when you get inside your car, you're ready to go, especially in the upper Midwest where it's cold. That is going to be a pretty cool new feature. BMW launching their 740e. It's the first ever 7 Series to get a four-cylinder motor, and that goes back to the Trump stuff about EPA regulations. BMW is already ahead of the curve with that 740E. Mini launching their Countryman. We've got three different variants of this vehicle, a Cooper, a Cooper S, and then they're also launching an electric version of the Countryman going on sale in June. Toyota's got its CHR, and this is a great family hauler. I know for my family, the Caudills, we're all about keeping the kids happy in the car for USB charging stations. And for moms, you know, you always open up that back door. It's hard to get the kids in and out. You know, it opens up 90 degrees, which makes it kind of exceptional in the marketplace, easy access. A couple more for you, and we'll round it out. The Mitsubishi EX Concept, 50 years of electric technology for Mitsubishi. Sleek look, newly designed, big whopping range of 248.5 miles. Combined with some electric technology. Kia Turbo Soul Exclaim, the hamster mobile. Everyone knows the hamster mobile from the Kia commercials. Well, it gets bigger and badder with a turbocharger under the hood with twin tailpipes. And I'll close it out with this, you guys. Nissan showcasing yesterday their Nissan Nismo Sentra. That's one of their entry-level vehicles, and they're going to go with a motorsports package on that. Cinch red-striped accents, inspired stitching on the seats, interior appeal, performance look, Alcantara leather, and then, of course, under the hood, a turbocharged engine popping out of 188 horsepower. There you go, guys.
Well,
lots of news.
There's a lot there, and you can find out more at the LAAutoShow.com. Our guest automotive industry expert, Mike Caudill. Thanks for getting all that out this morning. Appreciate your time, Mike.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks. Thank you.